Perek Vav, the last Mishnah, Mishnah Yud. So he has Tavonis, that's like a big room, but it has Mechitzas made out of a Turas Pesach, but it's opened. All the walls like are open, just there's a roof on top. So Rishu say Yochel the Shabbos, because it has Tilchus Mechitza. So Rishu say Rav Notome, because Rav, people go through it, it's called, you could see through it, Mitzrav Mamatsuyim, there's Rishu say Ravim. Chotzer, Sharab Nechnosim Boy Yotzim, let's say you have a courtyard, but the Rav used to go in and go out of it, so same aloha, Rishu say Yochel the Shabbos, but Rishu say Rav Notome, Vilchus Tum, it has nothing Rishu say Ravim, since a lot of people are Shriach there. Yeah, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Aleph, HaKadur, that's the person that makes pitches, earthly pitches. Sheniach es k'tei rosov, he left his pitches alone in the Rishus Rabim. The Yarad Lishtos, he went to take a drink, and he was the chover, that's Nizer in his pitches, that they show his remain tor. And now when he went down to take a drink, he has to be afraid maybe an Amoritz came by and touched it, and made a tummy. So Loch was like this, HaPinimius, the inside pitches, Taurus. We say that for sure nobody touched. That's against the wall. They remain Torah. But Achitzayin is the outside ones. Those are Tumeis, those remain Torah. Because since it's on a Berech Rishus Rabim, people walk through there. You have to be afraid the Amoratzim touched it. Therefore, the outside ones are Tumeis, even though it's in Rishus Rabim. Amr Rabbi Yosef Yosi says, the Medavam Amur, when was this said? B'mutaris. Only if they're spread out. They're not tied together, these pitches. Ava biagudas, so let's say the pitches are tied together, then I call Torah. Then we say it's all Torah. Since they're all put like bunched together, then we say the big the Amorites did not go over them, was not metama, these are Kalim. What's going to be Hamoisa Maftechoy the Amorites? Somebody gives over the key to his house to an Amorites. So I buy his Torah. You only have to be afraid the things in your house to remain Torah. Why? The pshat is you only gave him to hold on to watch your key, but it's not considered like you gave him a shus to come into your house. Therefore, you don't have to be afraid that he came in to be metama inside your house. Mishnah Beis. Hameniach Amoritz b'toch beisoy. You leave an Amoritz left over in your house. Ere you left him, he was awake. And when you came back, also Motzer, you found him awake. So since when you left, he was awake, like you knew that you may come back any minute, therefore he's afraid to touch anything in the house, the house remains Torah. Same thing, Yoshinov, when you left, he was sleeping, so he didn't realize that you left. But, Umotza Yoshinov, when he came back, you also found him still sleeping. So, right to say, he didn't wake up in between, and the house is still Torah. What's going to be air? You left him when he was awake, Umotza Yoshinov came back and found him sleeping, how about his Torah? But to say he's afraid to touch anything, because he knows you may come back right away. What's going to be, though, Yoshinov, when you left the house, he was sleeping? So he does not know before that you were there, you left. Umat, when you come back air, you find him awake. Now Habayis Tomei Divrei Rav Meir. In this case, Rav Meir says he has to be afraid, like he's not afraid to walk around, because he doesn't realize that you left, you're going to come back again soon. So he's not afraid of the Balabas. But Chomer and the Chomer say no. Ein Tomei Elad Mokim Shu Yochel Lifshot Es Yodav Liga. He's only Tomei that how much he could stretch out his hand from the place where you left him sleeping. We're only afraid maybe stretched out his hands as much as he could touch from the place where he was sleeping. That's Tomei. But to say he walked around, that's what we hold now. He's still afraid. Maybe the Balabas would come back. He'd be afraid to be walking around. Mishnah Gimel. Hameniach umnin b'tech beisai. You leave, let's say, a worker in your house, a numin, but he's an Amoritz. So Abayis Tomei, the Abayis is Tomei, because he is fixing up something there. He has the right to walk around the house, so everything is Tomei. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Come and say, Ain't Tommy El Admokem Shein Yechodum Lifted as Yodiv Liga. No, Numen, even though he's doing the job there, he only has a right to be there where he's doing the work and not to walk around the rest of the house. Therefore, it's only Tommy things that he could touch when he's standing in his place where he's working. But you're not afraid that he walked around the rest of the house. The rest of the house remains Tohor. Mishnah Dalet. Eishes Chover, the wife of the Chover, the Mizatam Chochram, that's Makhtid and Tyrus. That she left her friend, which is an Amoritz, that she should grind in her house. She's grinding the wheat in the house. Now, let's say the Balabas they heard the way the Rechaim, the grinder, stopped working. Then her bias tome, because we say the Amoritz lady, she stopped working. So now we're afraid she walked around the house and she touched things. And she was metame, the food. And Amoritz, the fresh, has been tumor on her. Let's say the grinder did not stop working, then ain't tummy. Then we say the rest of the house is not tummy. She didn't stop working. Only up until the place that when she's standing working, she could just move around the hands and touch. It's those things that she could touch, those things we say are tummy, but not the rest of the house. Let's say there were two ladies there, two ladies of an Amoritz working. So then, whether the Rechaim stopped or even if it did not stop, still hear the bias's tummy. And the reason is, even though you hear the grinder working, there could be only one lady is working by the grinder. The Yachas Mimameshes, but the other one is not doing her work now, and she's going around touching everything in the house, if everything is tummy. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chom r'mechom say, ein tummy el ad mokim, shein yechonim lifshet es yoda v'liga. No, we're not kosher, they walk around the house, only at the place where they're doing their work, as long as they could move around the hands there and touch things, those things become tummy, but not the rest of the house. Let's say you leave a chaver that owned this house. He left over his house by a watchman, which was an Amoritz, and he told him to watch his house. If the balabas is standing outside, and he could see the way people come into the house and the people leave the house, then any food or any drinks there, or any kli cheres, an earthly kli that's open, we say to Meim that he must have touched it. But the beds or the chairs, or kli cheres hamakof and summit posel, or an earthly kli that has a good solid seal around it, so then it's only tum if you open up the seal, that's tohurim. That we're not afraid he touched, those things remain tohur. So therefore, since the balabas saw who came into the house, so we're not afraid that people came in with metamei. It's only Yishaymer, so Yishaymer, he was an Amoritz. So lochers, he has tumas maga, when he touches things, he's metamei them. But he does not have a loch like his zav, he's not metamei kanava tuma the mishkavos that he sits on. Or else the klicheres. Now, what's going to be the imenoi roya? Let's say the balabos standing outside cannot see lo yasa nechnosin v'lo yasa yotin, not the people coming and not the people going out. Afilu muvul, even if he's somebody that cannot move around, he's incapable of moving around, and afilu kofas, even if he's tied up, still akol tamei. That even though the shomer cannot walk around and he's tied up, but still, since the balabas cannot see who's coming into the house, we have to be afraid maybe a goy came into the house and they have tumis zav on them. So therefore, even the beds also become tamei. Mishnah Vov. Hagaboyim shenichnusu tzorech habayis. Hagaboyim, this is a tax collectors that come in from the king to collect the taxes, and they are also Amoritz. Now habayis tummy, so the house becomes tummy because they say they went around to touch things, that they want to take like the mashka, they want to take things for the tax. See if everything is tummy. What's going to be im yeshi moim goy? Let's say there's a goy with them, somebody watching over them. So then the monim leimer, they're believed to say, lo nechnas, we did not go around in the house, because they're afraid of the goy. Avalein the monim leimer, they're not nemer to say, nechnas, we went into the house. Avalein nagana, we did not touch anything. No. Once they went in, then we say for sure they touched all around. Ha ganovim chenichnasu techabayis. Let's say a ganov went into the house. And the ganov was namoritz. Saying, tomi elumokim ragli haganovim. It's only Tom, like that one place where the Ganovim went, like, you know, he went into one room, he stole things from that one room, like where his feet went, that's the only place that's Tomei. But we do not say he went around the whole house, because he's afraid, maybe you meet up with people, there he's afraid. So it's only Matamei, the place where he went. Well, Mohen Matamim, what are all these mishchas talking about when Amoritz touches things, what becomes Tomei? The din is, oichlin, they touch food, the mashkin and liquid. O klicheres absuchim, an earthly klicheres. Avol hamishkoves, but beds. Vamashoves, those things you sit on. O klicheres hamakofets of apostles, an earthly kli that seal tight. Torim, these things remain tor, because they did not have a locha of tumazav on them. What's going to be im yeshimu im gulatid, is a goy with them. A goy has a tumazav. or midrabbanan, or ishur also ishur afraid she's a nida, then hakol tami. Even the mishkavas and the mashavas, because nishas tumas nida, a nida is metamo for mishkav umoishav also. The Mishnah Zayin, ha-meniach es kelev b'chaloin, if somebody puts down, let's say, his clothing by your window, shel udyorin. That's like a place where the Beis HaMerech is like a bath house, and there's a window over there before you come in light. So you leave your clothing there in the window. So Reb Lezer ben Azayim Mitar, he says it's Torah, even though you do not lock the window. But the Maisa, a person's afraid to come in, the whole thing maybe will be nitfas like a ganef. Therefore, the chesed the kelim as told Torah. The chomer say no. Ad sheyitin leyas mafteach. It's tomei unless like the in charge of the bathhouse intended there locked it and gave you the key. I chosen to put a seal on it. Or a chiyasa simin, he has to make type of a simin that it could be notified. You could tell if the window was opened. Hamaniach es kelev migas zulagas habol. Let's say a kohen that was making his wine, pressing the wine. So if he leaves his kelim there from one season to another season, kelev tor the kelim ator, because our people know not to touch them. They know it's a kohen's begodim. Amaratzim know if they touch it, they're matamar. So they stay away. Therefore, the cheskas to be torn. What's going to be over Yisrael? Let's say the kelim belong to Yisrael. So then amaratzim are not so afraid to touch it. Then we say it's Tomei Achirim until the Yisrael could say, believe you, Hayel Hashem, it was in my mind to watch it, means it was not Mesir Das, he did not take his mind away from watching it. The Mishnah Ches, Mishahoye Tor, let's say you had a Kayin, that was the Cheskas to be Tor, and he was able to eat Truma. The Hesiyas Libre Melechla, and in his mind, he made up he's not going to eat Truma anymore. So now, like he's Mesir Das, not to watch himself to remain Tor. Still, Reb Yud holds mitar. Yud holds the min astam. He's becheskas to be tor. Shederach tamei in parish memenu, because people that are tamei know to stay away from a kohen, so we're not afraid they will come to touch him. So becheskas, he remains becheskas tor. What's going to be the chum say no mitamim? The chum say no is tamei. Since he was mesir das from eating truma, we have to be afraid. Maybe he didn't watch himself and he became tamei. What's going to be how you yod of Torah, let's say the kohen's hands, was Torah to Truma. The Siyas Libi Melechel, and he decided to me, he was Mesiach Das. He stopped thinking about eating Truma. So Afa Pisham, even though he says the kohen, Yodaya, I know, Shle Nitmo Yodah, my hands did not become Tomei, still yod of Tomei, his hands are Tomei. He cannot eat Truma until he washes his hands. Why? Because the hands always move around and touch places. And therefore, if you're Mesir Das, you have to be afraid that the hand becomes Tamei. Therefore, you have to have Netila before you go and touch even Truma. The Mishnah Tes. Ho'isha she'nichnaso lo'hitzi pas loni. An Isha went into the room in order to take out bread to give to the Yoni, and the Yoni was standing outside. The Yotzes, when she comes outside, Umetzata, she finds him, Oymed, the Tzad Kikra, Shal Truma, she finds him standing next to breads of Truma. And we do not know if this Oni, Mestam the Amoritz, touched the Truma or not, was he Metam of the Truma. The Chain, similar, Ho Isha, she Yotzes, Nisha goes out of the house, Umotza, she finds as Chaverta, her friend, which was Nisha's Amoritz, Choyto, Bigacholim, hitting the coals, Tachas Kedera, underneath the pot, Shal Truma that was cooking inside the Truma. So we have a suffix, did this Ashes Amoret touch the Truma or not? So Rabbi Akiva says in both places, Metame, yes, we're afraid maybe the Amoret touched the food or touched the Kikra Shal Truma. The Rechom Metam, the Chom said, no, we're not afraid, the Bechet is not to touch it without Rishus. Omer Rebbe Loza Ben Pila. So Loza Ben Pila says like this. The Chim, if Neyma, Rabbi Akiva Metame, the Chom Metame, what's the Svarim? The Chim, why does Rabbi Akiva say it's Tomei? Now, why is the Chum saying Metairin? So the answer is, Mifnei Shanoshim Gagroni Yosein. Because the ladies have a desire to eat, that they want to eat a lot. Therefore, she chashud legalis as a kdero, shechaverta, we're afraid, she'll uncover the pot of a friend, lay the mani vashel to know what she's cooking. Therefore, we are afraid, maybe she came and touched it. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, it remains Tommy.
Yeah, Perek Shemin, Mishnalef. Ha'adori im amoritz b'chotzer, similar to his amoritz in the same chotzer, same courtyard. the shochet kelim b'chotzer, and the chover now left his kelim by mistake in the courtyard. So afilu chovis makofet some apostle, even though his barrel is like completely sealed, covered tight, or else oitana, or else he has an oven there, mukav some apostle that was again sealed tight, harel tomeim. Still we said that tomeim, you have to do chesed the amorites or touch them. Reb Yuda metai betan Rudolf Novoy Ovin, we say it's tohor. Bizman shumukav some apostle that was sealed tight, then we say it's tohor because we're not afraid really you uncovered it, but the shadows maybe he was maced, maybe he made it move. So the tanner was so big, there we're not afraid he was maced, he didn't make it move, therefore it remains tohor. Reb Yosef Gracie says, Af ha tanner tome, even the tanner is also tome. Achiyasa loy mechitz, unless you make a mechitz around it like a wall, gavoya asar tvachim above, to a high 10 tvachim. Because otherwise we're afraid maybe the amorites will come and take off the cover and use it. Mishneh Beis. Hamavkit kelim etzel amorites. A chover that gave his kelim for pikodin, he let an amorites watch it for him. Tameim tomei meis. But he gets it back, v'choshes that maybe it was touched through a meis, and therefore needs hazor from the mechatis, v'yam shish v'yam hashri. Or tamei medrus also has a din tomei, something royal or medrus, something to sit on. V'choshes maybe his wife, Anida, was matamarit, has tomei medrus on it. Now, in my kiroi, shoeich v'truma, if this amoritz knows that you're a kohen that you eat truma, then tari mitom meis. Then we number one, he'll watch it to make carefully a meis does not come in contact with it. Therefore, we're not chayish mitom meis. Abu tamei medjus for his wife he can't watch. Therefore, we'll chayish his wife sat on it and have tumas medjus. Rabbi Yosi says, imosa loyteva malei begodin. If you gave this amoritz to watch a box full of clothing, so bizman she wrote this. Tamei midras, meaning if the box, this chest, is full to the top, resets me the clothing as well, we up to the top of it, then we say tamei midras. Then all the clothing inside has tumas midras, because when they sit on top of it, the zav or the isha nidom, she presses down on the clothing, so they all become tumas midras. And maybe resets us that the chest is not full to the top. Then tamei madav. Then only has a tumas madav. Tumas madav is like a tumas cow. The rabbon is only mitam oichlin or mashkin. Afal pishem avtech b'yet habayim. Even though the owner is still holding on to the keys, still we're afraid maybe the ishtoi sat on it and it was mitama these things. Mishneh Gimel. Hamaabed b'yoyim. Somebody lost something, lost his sleep b'yoyim. Or most of them found it by day. Tor remains tor. Minastam, people did not touch it. Because if they touched it, they would have picked it up and taken it to return it, since it's still there. Where you found it, where you lost it, we never, nobody touched it. Let's say, by yom, you lost it at day time, and most of you found it by Lila at night time. Whereas by Lila, you lost it at night, and most of you found it the next day. Whereas by yom, you lost it by day, and most of yom shalach, you found it the next day first. Then tell me, because you have to be afraid in between, maybe they touched it and didn't pick it up to Meshav Aveda, they didn't realize they touched it. Zekhal, this is the general rule. Kol Shiavar, all of Halayla, any time Laila passed by, night time, Oymik Sosir was part of the night time, Tamei. But then you have to be afraid, maybe they touched it, and they didn't realize it, and that's why they didn't pick it up to return it. Ha Shaitach Kelim Mishasrabim, someone spreads out his Kelim, his clothing, Mishasrabim, Torim, in them on its Torah, people don't touch it, people don't sit on it. Rishus HaYochid, if he did his spread out Mishasrabim, then Tameim, because that's the Posh Lach, Asafatim, Rishus HaYochid is Tamei. Let's say you're watching it there, then term remains Torah. No flu, it fell down. You went inside of place to bring it in, left it for a second, to may the tome, because that second maybe somebody sat on it. No fall, let's say your pitcher fell, burn in the middle into the pitch, into the ditch of water, into the well. Shall Amoritz have belonged to an Amoritz? And you went to fetch some type of a pitcher now to get it. So Tommy would say, Tommy, that they should have Rishus Amorah Shracha, since you left it for 1 minute even, and the Rishus of the Amorah, you have to be afraid, maybe the Amorah came and took it and touched it. Therefore, Menasof, they could remain a Tommy. Yeah, Mishneh Dalad. Hameniach es beisai pesuach. If you leave your house opened, or motza pesuach, and you come back later, you find it still opened. Or else, no, when you left your house, it was closed. Or matzah, no, and came back, you also found it closed. or else Pasuch, he left it open, the Motzano, you found the clothes, this Torah. In all these cases, you don't have to be afraid that somebody came in, because it'll look like if a gun, if he may get caught. Therefore, you have a right to say, nobody came in, nobody touched the candle, and everything is Torah. What's going to be, though, Noel? You left your house, the door was closed. Well, Motz Pasuch, and you come back, you find it open. So now, Rabbi Meir Mitam, Rabbi Meir says, yes, all the candle in the house is Tamei. You have to be afraid, maybe Ganav came in, and he touched all the kelim, therefore they become Tomei. The Chachomim say, no, it's Tor. Why? Shohoyu Ganovim, because true Ganovim thought to come in to rob, or you have a right to say, the Nimluchu, they changed their mind, the Hocholim, and they went away. Because we're talking about now that inside the house, you don't find anything is missing. So therefore, even though the door was left open, you have a right to say that, to say that true, somebody wanted to break in, he opened the door, but since nothing was touched, we have a right to say they went away without touching anything. Mishneh Hey, Eishes Amoretz Shenichnas Solotech Beisay Shechover. The wife of an Amoretz, she also has locha that Mistama, she's Tomei, she's not Makbet on Tyra, and she went inside the house of a Chover, somebody that's Makbet upon Tyra. Loitzi Vinoy Oibito Edhemta, she went into the house just to take out the son there or the daughter or else the animal of the chaver. So lochra is Abaye's store, the house is store. We do not say that she stopped there and touched the kelim. Mifnei shenichnas toshleiv rishus, because she came in without permission. In other words, she has no right to stay there. She only came in just to take the child out. Let's just like as a babysitter. She's taking the child now for a walk. Or they're taking the animal out. So they have no right to stay inside the house, therefore she's afraid to be caught like a gun if she'll touch things. So we have a right to say she did not touch any kelim, he remained tor. Mishneh Vov. Klal lomru b'tyrus. This is the general rule that the Chum say about dinei tyrus of food. That kol ham yuchod lo'ichel odom, any food that's set aside, that's like bread and meat, that's set aside for an odom for person to eat, is tomei, it's called oichel. It could be makabel tumah. That's called tamei. Ad she yipasel miyechla kelim, until it becomes ruined, that's not fit to be eaten by a dog anymore. That's called pasel me'achila. And then, if it was tamei, the tumah goes off it. And the Rambam learns this mishnah means that if it was makabel tumah from before, so the tumah does not go off until it becomes pasel. It's not fit for a dog to eat. But let's say it was not makabel tumah yet. Then, once the food becomes not fit for an Adam to eat it, it cannot be Makabel Tumor anymore. However, the Ravid learns, no, the Ravid learns that Eichel calls the man that's fit even for dog teeth, it's still called an Eichel, and therefore still, it would still even be Makabel Tumor. So now Mishnah means even the Kabbalah Satumor only goes off when it becomes possible me Eichel Kelim. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be the Chol She'enoi Meyuchel Eichel Adam? Any food that's not Meyuchel, not set aside for an Adam teeth. It's not fit for northern teeth, then the locker is store, it's not makabel tumah, it's not called an eichel. Ad shiachdenu liyodem, until you set it aside for northern teeth. Ketan, what's the case? Goizel shenofa lagas. Goizel means a bird that fell into the gas, into the wine press. Vechishav olav lahaloysel locher, and you had a mind now to take it off and give it to a goy teeth. So then the locker is tummy, it's makabel tumah. As here the case is, this bird fell, and it became disgusting as nimas in the gas in the vine vat, like it started to smell bad. So it's not miyuchud for a person to eat it. So it will be tor. But if you have the mind to take it out of the gas and give it to a goy to eat, then it will become tamei. This goy's lazloch, like in the veilas oif tor, then it will become, or it will become, would be kabel tumah. Rabbi Yochanan. But let's say lakelu, let's say you only have a mind to take up this bird and give it to a dog teeth, then Torah, it's not makabel tumas eichlin. It has to be yuchid for an adam teeth. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri mitam, he says no, still it's tamei. Because he holds that a nevelas oif Torah does not need machshava to makabel tumah. There is, since this oif, it's a nevela of an oif Torah, since it has a din a chomadik atumim midirais to when you eat it, it's matami v'beis abliyam. He holds therefore does not have to have machshava to makabel tumah. It's called an eichel automatically, even though you're not miyachad it la'achilas adam. Chishiv olav cheres shaita v'katan. This is going according to the Tanakhama. that the oichel has to be miyuchet for an odom, let's say only a cherish, a deaf and dumb, or a shaita, a fool, or a katan, they had machshava to make it for a miyuchet for an odom, tor, because their machshava does not help. What's going to be in helu? Let's say they did an action. They picked it up, they took up this bird out of the wine vat, and now they were going to give it to a goy to eat. Then tamei, then it has a shem oichel on it. Why? Because the klal by cotton is sheyesh lehem maisa. They do an action to show us that they really want to give it to a goy. That's called a maisa. That maisa helps to make it into an oichel. But the ein lehem machshava, if they only think about doing it, that alone is not enough. By a godol, machshava is enough. But by cotton, cherish straight to the cotton, their machshava is not sufficient. You need a maisa. Your Mishnah Zayin. Ahure kelim shenitmu b'mashkin. The back of a kli cheres, but the locher is a kli cheres midirais is only mekabotum if something comes inside it and the yavra touches the inside of the kli. But if something touches the outside of the kli, it's not tomei midiraisa, it's only tomei midirabonin. The rabbanon gave it a tumas kala, that only the back is tomei and not the inside. So again, ahure kelim, the back of a kli cheres, or the handle shenitmu b'mashkin became tomei through mashkin that was tomei. So locher is Rebbe Lezer says now that metamen es mashkin. If the back of this kli now, even though it became like a sheni l'tuma, if it touches mashkin though, even mashkin of chulin, it makes it into a rishon l'tuma. That's a chumim with rabbanin, that mashkin always becomes a rishon l'tuma. But the ein poison es eichlin, but if it touches food, even truma, it is not metamen the truma, since it's only kabbalas tumah midrabbanan, the rabbanan were not machma to say the back of the kli cheres could be metame food. This is Rebbe Lezer shita. Rebbe Yeshua says metame es hamashkin. It could be metame liquid again. If liquid touches the back of this kli, so the mashkin becomes a rishon tumah. But he holds the poison es eichlin. It makes the truma possible. Like if it touches truma, so the truma becomes a shlishi l'tuma. It's like the yichurayim, the back of it is a shein l'tuma, and when it touches the truma, makes it into a shlishi l'tuma, that it becomes possum. Now, Shimon Achai Azariah Oimer, Shimon the brother of Azariah says that loikach v'loikach, not like a Yeshua, not like a Blezer. Ela rather the pshat is like this: Mashkin shenitumo b'achuriyak helim. If the back of the kli cheres touches mashkin, alachra, this mashkin is metame echad, it becomes like a rishon l'tuma, and now if it touches food, it makes that food into a sheni l'tuma, or poisel echad, and that sheni, if it touches other food, it makes it into a shlishi l'tuma. It makes it into shlishi, it makes it poisel. Hare zoimer, it's as if what the oichel, the truma, says to this mashkin, hare zoimer, Metamecho leitimuni v'yato timasani. Like the oichel of the truma says to the mashkin of the truma, listen, this back of the kli, if it would have touched to me the oichel, it would not be metame the oichel, but it's metame you the mashkin, and v'yato timasani. Once the mashkin became tummy from the back of the kli, the locher is now if that touches the oichel, that could be metame the oichel. So it's a modern case. Now, if the achuri, the kli itself, will touch the yoichel, will not become tamei. But now that it touched mashkin, the mashkin is tamei. Now when the mashkin touches the yoichel becomes tamei. That's Shimon Afiazai's pshat. However, the loch is like the Tanakhama, like Rabbi Yeshua, to say that the loch is like the middle of Rabbi Yeshua, it says, it's matamin is a mashkin, or place less yoichel. If it touches truma, it makes the truma possible. The Mishnah Ches, Arevam. That's like a dough pot that you make your dough in. She katafris, that was slanty, it wasn't straight flat on the bottom. It was like slanty, maybe you tilted the whole pot that you made the dough in. But now it's katafris, it's like slanty. Fahabotzik milmalun, you have dough, pieces of dough that's coming in the top part of it. Umashkin tofech milmatun, you have liquid on the bottom part of it, that liquid is torah so far. The question is now, is this tama de gadol metama the liquid? And then the liquid that have a din midrabbanan to be a rishon l'tuma, or even be metama the keli. So, what's going to be if you have sholosh chatichos bakabetza? You have three pieces of dough, and all three together equal the size of an egg. And we know if an oichel is matama the size of a beitzah, of an egg, then it's matama something else. But less than a kebetza cannot be matama something else. So here you have three pieces of dough, and together they are the size of the kebetza. The halacha is, ainim mitzarfus, the three pieces of dough are not mitzarf together, as if to say they're touching the liquid to be matama that liquid. And the reason is because since it's a slanty position, we don't say the liquid is mechubit together to all the pieces. And therefore, only the liquid underneath each piece is only touching that liquid, and therefore, since each piece is less than a kebetza, it's not matama the liquid. Rabbi Yosi says, Ushtein, let's say there are only two pieces of dough, then starfish, then the yamatar together, because we said that liquid in between is touching both of them. Therefore, it's considered like all the liquids touching both of them is like touching the kebetza, therefore it is makabel tumah. Rabbi Yosi says, Af shtayim ein mitzarfus. Now even two pieces of that mitzarf. Elim kem hoyu roitzitzoy smashka. Unless the water was like mamas pressing upon both pieces. In other words, two pieces were pressing together, and the mashkin in between them was like touching. Then it seemed like the mashkin is touching both pieces. Then it'll be mekabel tumah. Fiem hoyu mashka. I mean, let's say the kli was not tilted, but rather the water on the bottom is staying flat. Then afilu kena hardly, even though the pieces of dough, mama's small pieces, 100 small pieces like mustard seeds, still mitzarf, since it's a flat surface on the bottom, then it's all mitzarf as if the kebetz is touching the mashka, and the mashka would be mekabel tumah. And then the mashka will even be mekabel the kli. Rabbi Daisy says, Oichel porud, ain't a mitzarf. He holds if the food is chopped up into pieces, even though all of them together in the same kli and his mashka on the bottom, the bottom of the kli is not mitzarf. We do not consider as if the kebetza touched the mashka. It's only each piece separately touching the mashka, and therefore the kli is not mitzarf. It will not be. Again, Rav Dais Oda, since each piece is not a size of the kebetza, even though together there is, he holds any mitzarf, like the kli is not mitzarf it, so therefore the mashka will remain tor. However, the halach is not like Rabbi Dais. The Mishnah test. Makel shimaleya mashkin tumeim. If you have this stick that's full of mashkin tumeim, there's liquid, it's tumei all around it. Now you want to be metari this, so you have to put it into the mikvah. So halacha is kivon sheheshika la mikvah. As soon as you make it touch the mikvah, you have to put the whole stick into the mikvah. As long as part of the stick touches the mikvah, tahira, then all this water becomes tahira. That's halacha vashaka. If you have mayim tumeim, as soon as they touch the mikvah, it becomes tor. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, these are the words of Rabbi Yeshua. The chum say they'll know, achiyat filis kula. No, you have to put the whole stick into the mikvah. It's not enough just touching part of it, but the whole thing has to go into the mikvah. Why? Because since it's on a stick, it's like a tafris, it's like slinty, that's not called the chibur. So we do not consider as if all the water is together. They say that as soon as part of it touches the mikvah, all the water touched the mikvah. Therefore, you have to wait until mamish, the whole kli, goes inside the mikvah. And this, the cloud of the Mishnah says that ha-nitzuk, it means you're pouring liquid, the akatafris, wicked liquid that's going down on a slant, or mashke tofeach, if you have liquid in between, it's not that wet that when you touch it, you could wet something else. It only wetens you. That's called tofeach. Ein chibur, that does not combine, connect two things. Learn the tumah, not to be mitzarfit to tumah. For learn the tyra, not to be mitzarfit to tyra. If you have a mikvah lamosha, doesn't have a boyim saw, and there's a nitzik, a katarfa, so mashka tefer, so mechabrit to a mikvah tyra, does not help, does not bring tyra either. Mashenkin vuhashburin, liquid that's not slanty running, but flat, stationary liquid, then chibbul a tumul tyra, that is considered the chibb that makes it together. Whether it's negat to the shear to mekabel tumah, whether it's negat to the shear of a mikvah to mitai to make the mikvah tahor.
Yeah, Perak Chi, Mishnah Aleph, Zaysim Yem Rasai mekabel tumah. Aleph, when is it fit to mekabel tumah? In other words, when do we say when the juice comes out of the olives and goes on top of it, it's fitted like mashkam, that machshir the zaysim is olives the kabel tumah? So Mishnah says, Mishi Yoziyu, Zayas Hamaton. When the olives start to sweat, means some juice comes off them, hamatum, that's in the first vat where you put the olive to like
become hot, and after they become hot, then it's good to press out the oil. So in the maton, when the zayas, the sweat comes out of it, that's already hukshel kabotum. Avuloi zayas hakupa, but not the juice that comes out when it's in the basket. Because when the olives are in the basket, it's a holy basket, and the juice just drips down to the bottom. So that's not called hukshel kabotum. Divrei Beisham, these are the words of Beishamai. Rabbi Shimon says, Shir Zeya Shloshi Yomim. The shir is 3 days. That means the juice that comes out of the olives before it waited 3 days in the maton, that's not Machshla Kabotumba. In other words, Rabbi Shimon is saying, even according to Beishamai, it's only Hukshla Kabotumba. If it waited already 3 days in the maton, then the juice, the sweat that comes out afterwards, that's called the mashka. Beisil says, Mishiyas chabru shloisha zeleze. When it's, again, it's in this maton, it's in the vat, in this bigger jar, let's say, the basket, the bigger hole that you put them in, that you want them to come hot, and then it become more soft, you could press out its olive. So even though it's there already 3 days, but it has to be now she is chavrum. The three of them have came stuck together. That's a proof that it's very soft, and then the juice that comes out, that has a look of mashka, that's like oil, lahakshla kabotum. Rabbi Gamliel says, Mishatig melachta, no, you have to wait till you finish the gemar melacha, until you finish working with the zaysim. In other words, they're finished already with the matta, now you're ready to bring it to the vat to press it down with. So that's when it's hukshla kabotuma. Vachomer nechom say kidvar like Rav Gamliel when the pri is first nigma. Your Mishnah base. Gomar milimsoik, you finished already with the olives that you already finished collecting them and you put them into the morton. Avolosalika, but you have plans yet to buy more zaysim. So it's not called your nigma the malachta yet. What's going to be Goma Melikach? You finished buying all the olives you plan to buy. I've lost a little bit, but you plan to borrow some. Or else, Arioi Avil, Oi Mishter. It happened when it happened, you came in Ovil. Or else, Oi Mishter, you had to make a Simcha. Oi Oina, something else happened. Afilu Zovim Vizovus Malkan Aleim. No, you did not get around to finish off the work with these olives. So it's not called the Gemar Malachton yet. So therefore, even if a Zovin or a Zovus, people that make a tummy, Malkan Elaine walked over these olives, still turn the remaining Torah, because it's not called the Gemar Malacha yet. What's going to be Noflu Aleyan Mashkin Tumeyim? Let's say liquid that's tummy ready falls over these olives. Ain tummy Elamokim Magon. Then only the olives become tummy, the part that the liquid actually touches, but not the rest of the olives. V'yaha Moichal HaYoytzimeyim Torah. And the juice that comes out of the olives remain tor. Notice the juice that comes out of the olives before it's nigmer malachton, it's tor. It's not called the machshir. It's not called the liquid to be machshir the oichlin. And therefore, it's not makabel tuma. Mishnah Gimel. Nigmer malachton, after you finish doing the work with the olives, they're all fit. Hareil machshorim. Now they're called hukshla kabel tuma. Al the mashka that comes out from them, that's called mashka now. That's called like liquid. Nofno leya mashkin tumei. What's going to be for now? Liquid that's tumei falls on top of these olives. Ha moichal hayoytzimi tumeiim. All of them become tumei. Because the halacha is that even though this liquid, the tumeiic water, does not touch all the olives, but the juice that comes out from the olives is called liquid, and therefore they also become tumei, and therefore they connect all the olives. Therefore, the juice of the liquid is matama all the oil, all the zaysim. Now, Hamoichal Yetzim, and the juice that comes out of them. Reb Lezer, Mitar Reb Lezer says, no, Yagaz on the Ration says, even though the Zaysim Anigma Malachton, still he says the Zayas, the sweat that comes out from them, the juice is not called the Mashka, therefore it's not Hufsha Kabotumma. However, the Chachamim Mitam, like we learned in Tulna, the Chachamim say, no, it's Tomei. Reb Shimon says, Lo Nechlaku, they do not argue Reb Lezer and Chachamim, Al Hamoichal Yetzim and Azaysim. Shul Tor, that the liquid that comes out from the Zaysim, that liquid is Tor, because it's not called the Mashke, it's called the Mother Zaysim or in the mortar, and on this clear that's heating it up. Aviyaman Nechliku, where is the Machlikis? Al Hayyotzim in Abor, on the liquid that comes on the olives, after they come up from the bore, from the vat where you made press the oil already. Shreb Lezim, Mitarab Lezim still holds that juice is tor, and on this, the Chama say no, it's Tameh. And the story is because it's impossible there should be some of that juice without olive attached to it. So it's the olive, it's the oil, that's the oil, I mean, that's what makes it the Kabbal Tumah. And not like the B'shimi. Mishneh Dalet. Ha goimer es esav. If somebody finished, like an Amoret that finished collecting all his olives, and he put it into the mortar, into this vat, where he's going to start letting it become hot to melt, to make it into oil. So churit should be the Gemar Malocha, but the Shia Kupachas, he left over one barrel of olives he did not put there, in order that should not be called the Gemar Malocha, and therefore these olives should not be hooked to Kavu Tumah, and they should not become Tomei, because he wanted to watch it the Taira. So Locha is, Yitineyu Lein Yakoyim, you very mayor, that later when he puts the last basket into it, so then he should give it to the Kohen, let the Kohen do it. In other words, from then onwards, he has to make sure a Kohen watches it, that it should not be a Mekabel Tumah. Because once he puts the last basket in, that's the Gemara Malach, like the Mishnah before, and then it's Hukshla Kabel Tumah. Rabbi Yudha says, Yoylech es maftech miyod. You also have to take like the key and give it over to the Kohen. Real CEOs, you don't have to have the Kohen there when you pour the last basket in. It's enough just to take the key, give the key to the Kohen. Rabbi Shimon says, Mi'eis li'eis, not even the first minute, but you have 24 hours, like after you put the last basket in. From then on, it's Hukshla Kabel Tumah, but you have a period of 24 hours to give the key to the Kohen. Before that, we're not afraid, maybe it became Tummy. Mishneh Hei, HaMeniach Zeisim Ba'Koytesh She'yim Toinu. First, he collected together his olives, and he puts it in a Machteshev, that's like a vat that you crush them, but these olives are only to eat. So it is like in an olive vessel, and you put it there so it should become soft that later you'll be able to crush it. You should be able to crush it later to get the oil out of it later. Right now, you're happy with the juice that comes out, and therefore the juice that comes out is machshav b'kabel tumah. What's going to be sheyim toinu sheyim lachom? You want it to wait there in order later to be able to salt it. In other words, you want later to eat it, and you'll salt it later. So then, Beis Shammai says mukshorim that it's mukshal kabel tumah, the juice that comes out then also you're happy with. Well, Beis Silver Mesilu says no, ain't a mukshorim, no, that juice that comes out you're not happy with. It's not mukshal kabel tumah. You don't really want it to be that ruins it. Like, what's going to be hapetzaya zaysim v'yadayim tameis, if one crushes olives with his hands, that's tamei. Lochris timon, he automatically makes the zaysim tamei, because the juice that comes out then, it touches his hands, and therefore it's Hukshel Kabel Tumah. Mishneh Vav, HaMeniach Zeisov Begag, if you put your olives on top of the roof, Legag Rum, like to dry them out. So Afilu Heim Rum Am, even though piled up and Am at all, Einu Mukhsharim, the juice that comes out then, you do not want that juice, because your purpose is to dry them out, therefore it's not Hukshel Kabel Tumah. What's going to be in the Son of Babayis, you put the olives in your house now, Sheyuku, that they should crack open to be like in half. The Yosef La Loisim, the lady you have in mind to bring them up Lagag to your roof. Or else in the Son of the Gag, you put them on your roof right away, Sheyukul. At first you want them to split open. Oy Sheyiftachem. Or else they should bust open like in the sun. Is Hareyel Mukhsharim. Here we say yes, you're happy with the first juice that comes out, and therefore it's Sokshel Kabel Tumah. What's going to be in the Son of Babayis, you put it, let's say, these olives in your house. Achi yishamer es gagoy, until you fix up your roof, like your roof is not fixed, you have to make a maka there, so in the meantime you want the olives to stay in your house until you bring them up to the roof. Oyachi yalichu lamokamach, or until you have das to bring these olives to another place. Also, einam uksharim, then you are not nicha with the juice that comes out right now, it's not fritzoinoi, therefore it's not hukshar l'ka beltum. You're up to Mishneh Zayin. Rotza lito mehen bad echod oy shnei badin. Again, you have these olives that are put into the press, but you had das to add more olives onto them. So therefore, it's not considered like it was nigmur malachton, like we had before. even the juice that comes out while they're in the mortar and in the press, like, it's not hukse kabatuma. What's going to be if you have in mind now to take out a badecha, means one bunch that you plan to start pressing it someplace else? You take out of this vat now two portions of olives. The halacha is, Beisham says, koitze betuma. You're allowed to take this bunch of olives out, even though your hands are tummy, because so far the olives were not hukshel kabotuma. But umechapa, once you take out these olives, that's considered like you made now a gemar malacha to this mortar, to this vat full of olives. And therefore now, umechapa v'tayru, when you go to cover up the leftover olives, you have to make sure your hands are Torah, because otherwise you'll be metama these olives that considered now hukshel kabotuma. Beisil says, no. Even though you took out a bunch of olives to go to press them, still the rest of the olives are not considered gemar malachton, and therefore they're not hukshel kabotuma, and therefore you can cover them even betuma. Rabbi Yossi says, choifer bekardumois shamateches, umoylech lebeis habad betuma. Would you like to dig down like choifer to take out the kardumos with big shovels? Shamatchas of metal. No, you let it empty out the whole mortar and take all the olives out. Still, he holds. Umoylech lebeis habad betuma. You let it carry all these olives now to the press, even though you be metam with them, even though your hands are tummy. Because see, old, since at the beginning when you put the olives into the vat, you had in mind tear on more olives, so therefore it was not considered gemar malachton. It's not hukshel kabotuma, and therefore even now that you're carrying all the olives to the beis habad to be pressed to make it into oil, still it's not hukshel kabotuma. Wherever the mice of the locher is like beis hillel. Mishneches ha-sheretz, a dead sheretz she-nimtza b'rechayim, that was found by the rechayim, the grinder that you're going to grind the olives in. So ein tomei elamakam ago, that sheretz is only mitama the part of the olives that are touched, but not the rest of the olives. And the pshat is that the olive is less than the size of the kibetza. So even though it itself is mekabel tuma, but it's not enough of a size to be metama other eichlin. Therefore, this zayis is not metama other zaysim. Therefore, the other zaysim remain tor. What's going to be the mahoya mashkim halach? Let's say there was liquid running through, like touching all the olives. Then the locker is hakol tamei. Since the liquid is mekabel tuma from the sheretz, therefore this liquid now is going to be metama all the food kol hazaysim. Therefore, everything becomes tamei. What's going to be nimtza gabi olin? Let's say you find the sheretz on top of the olin, on the top of the leaves of the zayis, that the leaves are covering the zaysim. So then the halacha is, yishalu habodadim loymar. You should go and ask the people that work by the press, loy naganu, if they could say they didn't touch it, and then it'll be tahor. And even though usually we don't believe in amoritz by tumay tyra, that's only on his own, but here's Nageya to somebody else, we'll believe him. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Mahoyi Nageya Boim? Let's say the sheretz was touching the solid part, a solid part of the olive, as Begush HaZesim, that's attached one to another, Sa'afilu B'Saira, even though it's a small amount, the size of a hair, then Tomei, then they all become Tomei. So it means to say, even if a small part of the sheretz, even the hair of the sheretz, touches this Zesim, it's mekabel tuma, and since they're attached together, these pieces of olives, it's sort of like one big piece, and they've got lacha like a kibetza, and it'll be metama everything. Mishneh Tes. Nimtza agabi prudim, you found the sheretz ameis on top of pieces of zeisim. Prudim means they're separated pieces, but they all came off in this one big piece of olives. So lacha is, if the sheretz is touching the size of a kibetza egg's worth of olive, then tamei, then all of them become tamei. What's going to be prudim agabi prudim, the pieces on top of pieces? Safa fish and again the kibetza, even though the sheretz is touching a piece the size of a kibetza, ain't tamei alamakam ago, only that one place becomes tamei, but not the rest of them. Because it's not one bichibra anymore, the pieces on top of pieces. What's going to be nimtza ben kaisel azaisim? Let's say you found the sheretz between the wall and the olives. The locher is tor. We say the zeisim remain tor. We're not chishish. Maybe the sheretz touched the zeisim first. Nimtza begag. That's where you found the sheretz on top of the roof. Samatan tor. Also the matan, the vat on the bottom where the olives are, we say remains tor. Nimtzu the matan, let's say you found the sherit in the matan itself. Then agag tamei, the alms all the way on top remains tamei, it's only the alms on the bottom that's tamei. Nimtzu sorif alazes, let's say you found this dead sherit, it's burnt on top of the alms. V'chein matlis mum, or else you find a talis that was burnt. Or else that it was ruined already from tear and wear. As therefore it was torn mitumrasi already. Lochris teret remains torah tamatamad is aisim. Again, we're not afraid maybe the sherit was on it before it got burnt, but rather first came after it got burnt, therefore it's not called the kli, it's not makabal tumma. Shekola tum is kishas mitzios. Every time we have a suffix, we go at the time when we found it. And here we found this kli, it was burnt already, it's not called the kli anymore, therefore we're not choshish, maybe it was tamay from before. Therefore, we say it remains to her.
Yeah, Perek Yud. Hanoyel Beis Habad Lefnei Habadadin. Let's say the Balabos cleaned out his olive press and he wanted to make sure it remains to her. And he locked the door now, do not let Amoratim come in. But he left the workers inside there. And they were an Amorat. For Hayu Lashom came to Mei Medrus, and he left the Balabos, left inside the Beis Habad, Kalim that had Tumas Medrus on them. So Rabbi Meir says, Beis Habad Tomei, you have to be choshed, though Beis Habad remains Tomei, because the workers inside, they touched these kelim, they became Tomei, they matama, the rest of the alapris. Rabbi Yudah says, Beis Habad Tomei, no, the Beis Habad remains Tomei, we're not afraid they're going to be matama, because they know to watch themselves. Rabbi Shimon says, Im Torim Len, Beis Habad Tomei, if they hold that all the kelim was Torah there, so they're not makbid, then they were afraid they touched it, and they touch the rest of the Beis Habad, everything is Tomei. V'yim Tomei them, but if they know that those Kelim were Tomei, then for sure they're going to watch themselves, and then we say Beis Habad is Tor, the rest of the Allah prayers remains Tor. Rabbi Yosef Yosef says, V'yim Tomei Ma Tomeis, why do we say if the Kelim Tomei were there, that everything become Tomei? Ela must be Shein Amoretz B'kiyim Behesit. The Amoratzim did not know what it means to Tumas Hesit, were afraid not when they touch it, but even just moving it with the body, that's also metame. That's why we're afraid. That's why we say the Beis Habad becomes tame.
Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Ha'abadadin shoy nechnosin v'yotzin. That means the badadim is the people that work in the olive press, and they were term that they went into the olive press, and they went out. U'mashkin tamein b'toich Beis Habad. Now, there was liquid that was spilled on the floor. That's tame in the Beis Habad. So im yesh bein mashkin lezeisim, if there's enough space in between this liquid of tamei and the olives there, kidei shein nagbu es ragleim bor, it's enough space that they could dry their feet on the ground. Harei elu torim, then we say the zeisim still remain tor, because we say on their feet there's no mashkin tameim, therefore the zeisim remain the tor. Habadadin. Let's say about it, that means the people that work in the wine press, or else a boitzer means the one that pressed the grapes. They do it betaira, and now they found some tum in front of them, and there's a maybe they touched the tumma, and they were in time of the aloes and in time of the grapes. So nemonim leim, if they are believed, we believe them. If they tell us loinagano, that they did not touch the tumma. The chena tinoika, same thing. We have kids shabineim. And they come to the fathers and they see this tummy there. We believe them if they say they did not touch it. Well, some say me that the badadim, then they must have said that they did not touch these tenaikis that are tummy. Now, what's going to be yoitzin chut lepesach beis habad? Let's say the workers of the alapress goes outside from the alapress. Or poinim leachuri hager, they turn to the back of the fence there. Vein tor, they remain tor. Now, they go there like to the basekis there. So they remain tor, because we're not choshish, maybe they were in tamei over there when they went outside. Ad kami yechiku, till how far do they go away from the other press? We still say they remain tor. Ad kedei shir roin, as long as we could see them.
We are Mishnah Gimel. Ha'abodadin v'ha'abodrim, there's the people that clean the ha'abodrim, cut down the grapes, ha'abodrim, one takes care of the olives. Kivan Shechnitzin Lashus Hamorah, as soon as the Balabas brings them into the mikvah, but doesn't bring them into the mikvah alone, it brings them into the Rashus where the mikvah is. In the Morah means like the cave of the mikvah, the entrance into the mikvah.
So, Daniel, that's enough. Dear Rabbi Meir, we say for sure that the Boitzim and the Boitzim went into the mikveh since the Balas brought them there. The Yesim Bresi says, Sorach Lama Lei Machit, for no, the Balabas has to stand and watch over them until they go into the mikveh. The Bishimu name, it depends. In Torah Lamit, they held that they were Torah, then Sorach Lama Lei, you have to watch over them until they go into the mikveh. They thought they were Torah. In Tumelim, they knew they were Tomedo, and it's all they have to stand over them. Lamed aleim achit bo. Since they knew they were tamei, and the balabas took him into the morah, into the cave where the mikvah is, shita they're going to go into the mikvah. Mishnah dalet. Hanoisim min hasalim umen hamashteyach asher adama. Means you already collected, pulled off the grapes, and you put them into baskets. Salim, a basket that has holes in, like woven baskets, that the liquid just drips out, or else you spread them out on the ground. So he said, min hasalim, you did not collect them to put them into the gas, to press them for wine, but just eat them. And therefore the mashka that comes out, you're not nichuwet, it's not hukh shakabu tumma. So that's what Beshami says, Naisim b'dayim teris. You have to put them back in with your hands that are torn. As he holds, since the liquid came out, still it's called hukh shakabu tumma. And therefore now that you're changing your mind, you're putting it now into the gas, right away it becomes hukh, so you have to have to use hands that are torn. You're Naisim b'dayim teris, if you use tamadik hands, timma, then you metama these grapes. Since right now you change your mind to put it into the gas, it's makabu tumma. The Sulaim says no. They seem to them to me. Since you first collected them, I'm not to eat them. So when the juice came out, you were not nichu with them. It's not hukh. Therefore, now you could even use some of the games to collect them to put them into the gas. Once you put them in, now you take off chum. You have to take it off the tyra. Let's say you have the grapes. You first put them to an oven into a basket. That's a closed basket. When the mashtiyah shalom, you didn't put it on the ground. You put it spread out on top of leaves. Everybody agrees, you're nice and good damn terrorist. You only put it with your hands to that Torah. Because Minastam Yadav used it for the gas, so now it's Hukh Shlakabu Tumam. If you're nice and damn, as you use your tomatic hands, then Timam, it remains Tumam. Mishneh, Ho'echel Minasalim, if you eat from these grapes that were collected in the baskets, from the Mashtiyah Shladom, or the grapes that your stam spread out over the ground, so you say, Lechatkhilu, you collected them, Amanas, eat them, not Amanas, put them to the gas. Even though they are split, and they're dripping now the gas, and then you put it into the gas. So locher is, or else it means sheichli eat the grapes that are on top of the gas, and some of these some of this juice drips down into it. So locher is a gas torah, still the grapes inside remain torah, because this mitz that's dripping out now is not hukh shakabutum, it's not called the mashka, you are not nicha with it. What's going to be, you took the grapes from the Avit and the Mashtiach Shalolim, there's always the stand they collected to put into the gas. For the offer of men of Gavi Yechidim, one grape fell in. So it depends, in Yeshle Chaisim Tov, it has a Chaisim, the seal on it, it is God that fell in. The grape is complete, the stem was not pulled off, so no juice comes out, then it remains torn. In Mainly Chaisim, let's say the stem was pulled off it, then the juice does drip out, then tell me that juice is mafsla kabotoma. Nofim men wa nofim, let's say grapes fell down, or drach, and then you press them. The mokama hamufne, an open place, kibetsam chuvin, exactly the size of an eight of a betsam, tor remains tor, it's not a shila kabotoma. Yaisam grapes, press out the grapes that start out be more than kibetsam, then tell me, because the first juice that comes out is makabotoma, and it's matama the grapes that the shear of the kibetsam. The klal is shekivin shiot sip rishon. As soon as the first drop comes out, nitmas mekabeitza. That drop becomes tamei, and therefore it's metama. The rest of the food gets metama the size of the kabeitza, which is mekabel atuma. The mishnah vav misha yoimed umedaber al sfas abor. You have a stam person. The stam person is called an amoritz that he has din tumor on him. The rabban has tumor zav, and his spit is tamei, and he was talking on top of the bor, on top of a pit full of wine. The nitzar tzinurin, some of his spit came out and appeared from his mouth. Now, sofek agil abor, we have a doubt whether that spit went in to touch the wine in the bor and would be metamrit. Sofek, we have a doubt, lo yigir, maybe his spit did not reach the bor. Slacher is tzvek yitom, now sofek it's tor. And some say, because we have a doubt whether the spit got into the bor altogether or not, maybe just stayed on the border of it. So therefore, it's like a tzvek, and therefore it's tor. Other people say, because it's a tshusharabim, and some of the tshusharabim is tor. Mishnah Zayin, hazolev es habor. You're emptying out, you're fetching out the wine from the pit of wine. Now, nimtza sheres b'shoina. Use different barrels to fetch out the water, fetch out the wine. and the first barrel you find the sheretz. Halacha is two kulam tameis. All the wine is tamei because they say the sheretz was in the vat of wine, and the whole thing was tamei. What's going to be bachreina? You find it in the last barrel. Send halacha is he tamei. You have right to say the sheretz fell into the last barrel only, and therefore kulam toros. All the other barrels are tor. When do I say this? This man shuzele b'cholachas v'yachas. When you're fetching out the wine with each, from each barrel separately, each barrel, if you took the first barrel into the bore, we say there was no sheretz there yet. Therefore, that first barrel, the second, third, and fourth, is old Torah. Only the last one had the sheretz. Avlam hoy zele b'machas. Let's say you're fetching it out from the big barrel, and then from that machas, from that big one, you pour it off into the small barrels. Now nimtza sheretz v'yachas, and we find the sheretz in one of these barrels. He to me levav, but see, only that one barrel is Torah. Matter, even though it's the first one. Because they say the pshat is that the sheretz fell into that barrel later. Ey Messiah, when do I say this? Bizman shu bodik, when you check them all out, first, v'lei mechasa, but you did not cover them up. So you have right to say that the sheretz fell into that barrel later. Or your else mechasa, you covered them up, but you didn't check them out first. So it could be the sheretz was in there first. What's going to be, how your bodik, first you checked out all the barrels of mechasa and you covered them up? Then you find the sheretz, the chavis in the barrel are called tamei. Because I say then, it must be the sheretz was in the first big vat, in the bor, and all the wine is tamei. That bor, let's say you find the sheretz in the bor, pshita, koton, everything is tamei. The machas, you find it also in the big vat, the big pitcher, barrel, you pulled it all out first. Avad also called tamei, because all the wine was there, it touched the wine, all the wine became tamei. Yeah, Mishneches. Ben ho'igulim lezagim ho'igulim. That's the heavy stones used to put on top of the pselus of the grapes. It means like the sediments of the grapes. You put heavy stones on top of them to get out all the leftover wine. So it used to have a lot of people carrying it up. So locker is v'shus rabim. You have a sulfur tumor there that's left like v'shus rabim in the sulfur store. Kerem, if you have this kerem, the vineyard, should have laid a boats on there before the place where they pulled off, they didn't pull off the grapes yet. Rishus Yachid, something there, as not a Rishus Yachid. Shal Yachid Bereis, and yet the people pulled off the grapes, where then Rishus Rabbim. And this time, when was it said, Bizman Shirab Nechnosim Bizu, the Yetzim Zu, people go on this side, go on the other side, then as not a Rishus Rabbim, after it was collected, after you pulled off the grapes, because then the Nihim go by to collect their grapes. Because after the Balabas pulled off his grapes, so then the Nihim people go by to collect off the leftovers, and since there are two doors opening to go through it, that's not for Rishus Rabbim, therefore Suffolk there would be Tor. What's going to be clay based Abad, the Kalim in the olive press, the Shogasra in the wine press, so these camel ekel, that's the thing you used to press down with, the Zman Shim Shalit, if it's made out of wood, so it's Kuritz Kalim, it's Makabal Tumim, so Menagma, if you just dry it out, vain term remains Tor. The Zman Shem Shagalot is made out of material, gemin, a type of material. Then it doesn't sound dry out so fast. Send the locker is miyash, and you have to let it stay over a kol shem masachodesh a full year. Or else, like chol to mecham, they'll throw all the boiling hot water over it. That's the way you mitire it. Rav Yisiyah min nostim b'shibolas hanor adayis, not just to put in the middle of the river. And the strong, shibolas hanor means, in the strong currents of the river, that's enough to get out that water that's tamei, and after that it would remain tahor. We're talking about this wood was a pshut to create, so the wood itself is not makabatum. It's only shala how to get the wetness out of it. So by wood, let it just dry out. It's only gummy to shala how to get out. You have to let it wait a year, or else you can throw boiling hot water over it, or else just put it through the strong currents of the river that will also get out all that liquid that's tamei, and then it would remain tor. Right, slika mesechta tires.